And now we see the team from Reading. Had a slightly disappointing sixth place finish in the technical, but we're really happy to win the bronze in the combination team event yesterday. Let's see what they've got in store. It's quite a new squad, and they've only had 13 weeks to put this routine together. New squad, oh, and that is a real shame, but recovered it on the second lift. What a shame that that first lift didn't quite come off. I'm not sure what happened there. Perhaps the swimmer on top looked a little bit too high out of the water and then tipped backwards. But they have to put that out of their minds now. They cannot dwell. You have to be so mentally resilient in this sport because it hurts, it's painful. And you're so in the spotlight. There's no hiding place for these swimmers. So let's see if they can really hold this together, get their timing back together. They've got to count, they've got to keep counting. They're swimming to music from the film Pan because it's strong and it's quirky. Traveling forwards in the egg beater kick, that's hard to do. It's harder than traveling sideways because traveling sideways, you can use one leg out wider than the other to move you down the pool. Traveling forward is harder, particularly with two arms out of the water. Good partner assisted lift there, getting their waists dry. It's music that's quite difficult to count. There are sections of this that don't have a strong beat. This is when they really need to be aware of each other and watching each other at all times. Setting up for another lift here, we can see swimmers standing on the hands of the people underneath, and obviously only three swimmers underneath each one, but we would still expect to see their feet absolutely clear of the water. Yeah, and the timing out on that figure. And that's where it gets a little bit confusing, swimming in a big pool, facing different directions. I think one of the swimmers might have got a little bit confused there. So halfway through the performance, the legs are starting to tire, the arms are starting to tire, the lungs are starting to burn. And they have to make it look easy. They have to look confident. I guess that's part and parcel of this sport. It's such a technical sport. It's such an endurance sport. But it does have an artistic element to it. And they need to make it look as effortless as possible. Shoulders nice and high out of the water. Yeah, not bad at all from Reading. I think there were some great moments in that. I think the risk with putting hard and fast figures in towards the end of the performance is that if they come off, they look absolutely fantastic. But if they're a little bit iffy around the edges, then they're not going to have the effect that you want. And I'm just disappointed that last figure had some synchronisation issues in it.